Welcome to the Elevated Visibility Podcast, the podcast for female founders who are looking for more than just easy marketing tips and feel-good strategy and craving deep connection. I'm your host, Nina Gibson, holistic SEO expert and visibility enthusiast who is hell-bent on giving women a voice and a platform to use it. In this space, we chat all things SEO and marketing for your brand and business, but we also peel back the layers and the bullshit and dive deep into what it means to feel visible as business owners, women, moms, and more. If you're ready for holistic marketing strategy mixed in with some soulful storytelling, this podcast is for you. Welcome. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Elevated Visibility Podcast. How are you today? I'm really excited. I have an amazing guest, Shelly Easter, here with me today to talk about all things e-commerce and Shopify with you. And yeah, we're going to have a really good conversation. Shelly is the owner of Launch Party, an e-commerce design studio that specializes in Shopify websites for product-based businesses. You all know how much I love e-commerce. And creator of Shop School, an online program for Etsy sellers and boutique owners to learn how to build and optimize their own Shopify site. So much goodness. Welcome, Shelly, to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, yay, exciting. Okay, so I'm going to dive right in here, and I want to hear all about you and your background and sort of how you got into the whole Shopify design space. And yeah, a little bit of your story.
Okay, so I started as a graphic designer for a magazine called Conceive, an independent magazine. And I was kind of the young person on the staff when I started, just out of college. And I did graphic design, but I was also, because I was the young person on the staff, asked if I could redo their website because it was kind of assumed I would know how to do that. And I totally did not. But that was my first foray into figuring it out myself and figuring out how to actually make it happen. So I built that website. It took a very, very long time, but I was really happy with it. I enjoyed that process. And I had already had some freelancing clients when I started this job. And so I was like, well, I'll ask them if they need a website too, because now I know how to do this. And I had to kind of relearn everything over again multiple times every time I would get a new client to do websites. But that's how I started with websites. And I was doing WordPress. And I did WordPress websites mostly for service-based businesses for probably almost 10 years. I eventually left the magazine job, which had turned into a textbook publishing job, and started my own business. So, and that's when I was doing the WordPress websites. But then I had someone who asked if I could do a Shopify website because they had a product business. Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to do it, but you know, the theme here was I wanted to try, and I'm good at figuring things out and trust that I can. So I did, but it was a big leap for me and a big thing to learn, like Shopify versus WordPress. But I found that I really liked it for a few reasons. One is your website is so much more important if you're a product-based business than a service-based business. Now, a service-based business, the website is still important, of course, but the conversion isn't happening on the website typically. And I loved that it was like that there's real tangible results with a product-based business website. And I instantly really liked that about it. Like I could see the results of my work in real time almost. And that was just something that really attracted me to working with product-based businesses in general. So after that first client, I ended up getting several referrals and then started just working more and more in Shopify and decided to switch my business focus from service-based to product-based, really dug into Shopify and just started learning all sorts of things about product-based businesses because those types of websites or product-based businesses' websites are different than service-based businesses. There's a lot of really important considerations that I was learning. And that was about 5 years ago. And I've just been really into Shopify and product-based businesses ever since.
Amazing. I love that so much. I love the bootstrapping, like teaching yourself WordPress and then like pivoting over to Shopify. I think everybody had a WordPress site at some point in time. I had a WordPress site like way back in the day for my business. And I feel like that's where so many people start, like the CSS and like changing the font color and all of those things. And it's like a good foundation for moving over to Shopify. I have a question though. I recently launched a digital template shop on Shopify, but everybody I talked to was like, you're on Shopify 2.0. The Shopify, like a few months before you started, was like a completely different experience. We can go back to that, but is that true? Was it really like heavy on the CSS? Like you had to go in there and really change things like on your own type of thing?
Yes. Yeah, so before they released Online Store 2.0, Shopify, so that was last summer. So I think that was summer 2022 was when that was unveiled. And it is a really big difference. It's a big difference in usability. So you're able to customize so much more right in the customizer. So when you go to your themes area, customize, that's what I call the customizer. You can do so much more there versus having to go into edit code and things like that, or just not being able to do it if that's not something that you can do. It's much, much more flexible. And now we have sections everywhere, which was a really big thing. You know, the sections were always there, but they were only on your homepage. So in order to try to make other pages, it was much harder for sure.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that. And I'm very happy that I started with Shopify when I did, because I would have probably like lost my mind. So you said something really interesting that I think is really important on how different websites are for product-based businesses versus service-based businesses. And I think that for people who have like a product, or maybe they've been really successful on Etsy and they're making that transition over to having a Shopify footprint, there isn't always that realization that the website is doing the heavy lifting for you, not just from the conversion standpoint, but also from the traffic driving standpoint and all of those things. So like somebody who is coming to you and they're like, I'm doing really well on Etsy, but I know that I want to start driving people to my own website on Shopify. What are some of the things that you would tell them in terms of like conversion rate optimization, CRO, website design, and kind of how they all work together? What are your sort of top tips there?
Yeah, I love when people come to me that are doing well on Etsy and want to build their own Shopify site. Like, that's wonderful. Etsy is such a good way to validate your product. That's really what I consider. It's a great testing ground. Are people actually going to buy this product? But a really big difference from Etsy versus Shopify, which would just be your own standalone website, is that you have to actually help people trust that they can purchase. Etsy does that. You know, just like Amazon, it already has all the trust factor that they have put into their branding and just their website overall. It has tons of conversion rate optimization happening all over the place as well. Although I will say it's not necessarily geared towards someone purchasing from their specific Etsy shop. Etsy just wants, you know, a purchase. They don't care who it's from. But with your own Shopify site, that can be a barrier because it has to look professional enough that someone feels comfortable entering their credit card. That's a really big deal. You know, no one wants to buy from someone that, or from a site that looks like potentially scammy, or they don't know if they're actually going to receive their product. You know, that's a major hurdle. So in terms of tips, like that's just where your professionalism has to come into play. You have to have really nice product photos, which of course is going to help you out at Etsy too. And then just all sort, you know, there's all the details of a website that has to be there. And Shopify does help to an extent where you can't make something that's going to look like, you know, it was built in the 90s or something on your Shopify site. They take care of the actual cart. And that's really what Shopify views itself as, is like a cart checkout platform. And so that part is great. So your job is to have the really nice photos, have a really good product description, make it easily shoppable, make it easy to find, have a professional looking logo, which doesn't mean you have to hire a professional to do the logo necessarily. And that's something that I talk about in Shop School as well, that is something you can do yourself. These are all things you can do yourself. But you want it to lead to a result that's going to look professional enough for someone to feel comfortable. That's the main thing. It's just that it has to get over that big barrier that maybe a lot of people aren't used to because they're using Etsy or Amazon or some other marketplace like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that that's really good advice. It's kind of similar to how businesses who have like a really strong wholesale business, you know, Etsy's kind of similar in that way. And then they try to do like direct to consumer D2C. It's a lot different, right? Like you said, when you have those built-in trust factors, your product is on a shelf at a store that people frequent and trust because they purchase from all the time, versus coming to your site as a cold, you know, potential buyer without knowing anything about you, it's a lot different. That experience is a lot different. And making sure that your website is primed and ready, like you said, to get, you know, gain that trust from those consumers is so, so important. When do you think, so Shop School, tell us actually a little bit about Shop School, and then I'll ask you my next question about that.
Yeah, sure. So I created Shop School in 2020, and it was a way for me to work with people that didn't necessarily have a budget to work with me one-on-one. That's kind of how it started. And definitely lots of Etsy people have been in Shop School, and it's really geared towards the Etsy seller, but also boutique owners, and just really any new business works well in Shop School. But it is my online program to teach people how to build and launch and optimize their Shopify site, like the whole process from start to finish. It's not learning how to be a professional coder or anything. It's learning how to do those skills, you know, as someone that has lots of other things they need to do. So it's designed to be as efficient as possible, but a way to actually figure out, because it's a really big process, you know, to build a website. Usually people start by looking at themes, you know, which is not step number one, really. You know, like there's all sorts of steps in order to make it as efficient as possible, which is kind of the name of the game for me. With my services as well, I've tried to make them as efficient as possible too. My main service now is a website in a week. So I have a full like list that I go through, and that's what I've used with Shop School as well to make it just streamlined. You know, we both talked about, we both have kids. So optimizing time and making things efficient is something that's definitely important to me. And I know it's important to people that, you know, are also building websites, because they're not trying to become professional web designers. They have businesses to run and lives to live. So it's all about, for me, it's all about trying to simplify that process.
For sure. I think that that's a really, I love this offer that you have, because I think it's so important. There's so many things that people don't realize go into building a website. Like obviously the SEO piece, you know, like I talk to a lot of people and they name their products like really weird, like esoteric things. And I'm like, but nobody is searching for that, you know, things like that, that you might not think of, but then you get into something like Shop School and you're like, oh, okay, I need to take care of this, this, and this. And I love the website in a week, because I think, yeah, time is of the essence, especially for those of us with any kids, but especially on the younger side, I feel like we need to maximize every waking minute that we have to work and do things. Okay, so this is my follow-up question, but I wanted the listeners to hear a little bit about Shop School first. So this sounds amazing. When would you say, though, like somebody should hire you for the website in a week versus going through Shop School? Like, what are the criteria for like, okay, you know what? Shop School sounds amazing, but I think I really need to hire a professional to do this for me. What are some of the things that you might be looking at in terms of what their product suite is or what their business, like their niche, their industry, things like that?
Yeah, it can depend. I think the major factor is, are you in the DIY frame of your business? That can be related to your revenue or just your life circumstances, how much time you have, or are you making so much in your business that it really wouldn't make sense for you to spend that time DIYing? So that's kind of a big factor, of course. But then there's also like I had a client that immediately wanted to pitch to Whole Foods, for instance. And they did land Whole Foods, and they're sold in like all of the Midwest Whole Foods now. And so they wanted a professional website that I built for them instantly, you know, because they were going to be going into these rooms pitching these big companies, and they didn't want to have a website that they had done themselves. They didn't have time for that. So there's like money, time factors, as well as maybe where you want to go and when you want to do that, that come into play for deciding whether to DIY or to go ahead and just hire a professional designer, especially if, you know, you want it done really fast and you don't want to go through all of that process yourself.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So, okay, one more question. So if you are, obviously Shop School will take you through the whole process, but if somebody is listening and they're like, okay, I'm going to DIY my whole Shopify experience right now, for the time being, what would you say are like the three things that they should be thinking about? You mentioned that a lot of people look at the themes first, and that's like not what you should be doing. So what are sort of the two or three things that if somebody's DIYing this whole process, they should be thinking about?
Yeah, well, it kind of comes back to something that you said with naming products. And it's my number one is clarity. and making things as easy to use as possible and simple to understand. So it comes down to naming your products, to your headline on your homepage, to your navigation. You know, I've had clients or worked with people that don't have a navigation really, or it's all underneath shop. Or kind of to your point, maybe instead of having email signup lists, they say like love letter. And, you know, people don't know what that is. So it actually is simpler than some people make it, because you don't have to make things like change email, come up with a new name for your email signup list and so forth. You can be really simple with your navigation, just have your products listed out, or sorry, your collections rather, your categories, Shopify calls those collections, listed out, things like that. Actually experiencing your website from the perspective of someone who has never seen your products at all is really hard to do, or can be, but that's number one, is like, if I go to this site, do I understand what is being sold right away? Everything you can do to make that happen as quickly as possible is my number one. And it is kind of a, it's just making it easier in a way, but it's hard to do. So I totally get that. But so that would be my number one, is just infusing clarity throughout and making things as easy to find. That's something I work on with my clients and people in shop school, is just how shoppable is this? How many clicks does it take to find products that you're looking for? How obvious is it what you sell right away and all over the site? Also, something that I see a lot is not putting products primarily all over, or not featuring products as much on the site. I have people that kind of don't want to feel salesy and things like that, or don't want to put too many products, or they think, well, if they go to the shop all page, they see the products there. So I don't want to have like too many products on my homepage, or I don't want to have products on my about page, you know, things like that. And that's the first thing that I also do, is like, I put products everywhere, as many places as possible. And it's not being too salesy or anything like that. You just want to make things as easy to find as possible, and kind of remember that your customer isn't poring over your site and analyzing every detail, but is just kind of like typically casually browsing around and might find something that catches their eye. So you want to have a lot of things that can catch their eyes, and you want those to be your products. So that would be my number two, is just put your products everywhere, multiple places of your homepage, up high on your homepage. And then my last point, well, I have two more to say, is start with your product reviews. Get those product reviews up there as quickly as possible. Even if you don't have customers yet, that's totally fine. You want to have a review app right away. I recommend personally the Judge.me review app. I've been recommending this app for 5 years now. I really love this app, and I prefer the free version. Or, well, I don't prefer it, but the free version works really well. So get your reviews. And then what was my last one? Oh, I just lost. Oh yeah. My last one is email list. Kind of the same. Even if you don't have anything to say yet, or you don't have any newsletters planned, get your email list set up. It can be a newsletter block or an email signup section on Shopify for now, but you're going to want to sign up with a third-party email newsletter service like MailerLite, MailChimp, Klaviyo, so that you can eventually and import those or export those emails that you've collected on Shopify into your email newsletter system. So that's the other thing to just have going. I'd also add Facebook Pixel too. Just have that up there. Be collecting the data. Have the opportunity for reviews, email signup, and your Facebook Pixel.
I love that. That's all such good advice. I think the number one thing that stood out to me about that, that's so important for not only like conversion rate optimization, but also for SEO, is clarity. It's so, so important. What seems so obvious to us is not obvious to the average consumer, even after like 20 years of being trained on how to use the internet and how to like interact with websites. You have to hit people over the head. You know, it's kind of like if you're a service provider and they tell you, talk about it every single day, right? If you're launching something, it's the same concept with e-com. And I think people forget that. They just assume that having the website is enough, but there's actually, you know, all these moving parts. So I love all of that advice. It's so, so good. Okay, before we wrap up, is there anything else you want to add about your programs or services? Do you have anything coming up, any launches, anything you want to share with us?
Sure. Well, I do have a new thing that I'm excited about. It's called the Launch Lab, and it's a free thing. So it's my free monthly series. And what I'm doing is talking about a new topic each month that is relevant for product-based businesses at various stages. So last month, or this month, end of April right now, we talked about Shopify versus other website platforms. I did a deep dive comparison. So the Launch Lab includes emails that I send out, informational emails, as well as a free live training session that I'm going to be doing every month. So the first one we just had, which was comparing the different platforms, really deep dive. I made a chart and everything to, you know, key features and all that to compare so that you know which platform is right for you. Next month, we are talking about getting started with print on demand. So it's a lot of different topics that we're going to be exploring. And it's a really fun way for me to actually connect and hang out with people in my audience every month. And I'm really enjoying it so far. So that is something. It's at launchparty.live/launch-lab that you can sign up there.
Perfect. We'll definitely include that link in the show notes. So yay. And we'll include for anyone listening who's interested in Shop School or Shelly's Shopify Done in a Week services, we will have all of the information so you can connect with her, follow her on Instagram. Very, very cool. I love the Launch Lab concept. So fun. I know listeners are going to be really interested in that. Thank you so, so much for joining today, Shelly. This was so informative. Some golden nuggets here. So I'm excited for everyone to listen.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Elevated Visibility Podcast. If you loved it and you want to support the podcast, please share it with others, your family, friends, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. I would appreciate it so, so much. Catch all the latest from me. You can follow me on Instagram at ninagibson.co. Until next time.